Hello and welcome to Talking Europe. So in the end, the center held, just barely, and the far right's gains, while significant, were not the earthquake that some Europe watchers had predicted. Now, after all the nail biting, the groups that set the agenda in the outgoing European Parliament are pretty much the same as the groups that will set the agenda in the new one, or so a lot of people hope. Now, conservative and hard-right parties will hold about a quarter of the seats in the 720-member new European Parliament. Now, that will potentially give them lots of sway on policies ranging from climate change to immigration to farm subsidies. They'll have a big voice. If they were to come together in a grand coalition, now, that's a big if because the far right is very divided, they could tear up the entire European agenda as we know it going forward. And here to talk about tearing things up or maybe keeping them together, my guest today. On my right, I am going to... I practiced the pronunciation before the show. Javier Moreno Sanchez.
Perfect.
As our viewers may have guessed, you are a Spanish MEP, a Spanish lawmaker. Yeah. You sit with the left-leaning socialist and democracy group, Democrats, exactly. Socialists and Democrats, exactly. In the parliament. Left-leaning, I said. Keep that in mind. And on my left... But with a more right party is Jelena Zofko, Croatian. You probably didn't guess that. Croatian MEP, and you are you sit with the biggest party, the biggest group in the European Parliament, the European People's Party. You came out in pretty fine form from this election. I want to ask you something right away. Technically, your two groupings have different views on a lot of issues, immigration, climate, farm subsidies, what even Ukraine. However, you were telling me just before we went to air, Javier, that there was an extreme right advertisement during the campaign that basically said that on 90% of the issues, your group and Juliana's group vote together. They're trying to say, basically, you're the same thing. Mm-hmm. Do you find you might have a lot more in common after these elections than you did before?
We have to, because there are two ways for Europe. Or we continue to cooperate the pro-European political forces because the citizens decided a long time ago to share the destiny, a common destiny, and it's a unique experience in the humanity. 27 countries going together and working together and living together, or the other way is that they want to be in the institution to destroy all these things and to come back to the nationalism, and we know Mitterrand said, le nationalisme, c'est la guerre.
François Mitterrand, we're going back 40
yes,
years.
Yes. So, no, but we have two wars at the doors of the Union, Ukraine and the Middle East. So we have to keep in mind that we have to continue, and that's important that with the EPP, the Liberals renew, and if the Greens want to join, to continue in this project, because we have a lot of challenge to realize.
To realize. Juliana Zofko, I want you and I want to show our viewers an editorial cartoon. You won't see it right now. They'll see it. It shows a plane flying towards the European mainland, the continent, and there's a little caption, and it says, "The captain has informed us that there will be somewhat of a delay because of Europe's ongoing shift to the right." It's a commentary on what we were talking about, this trend of Europe going right. You're with a centrist party in the European Parliament, the biggest grouping, as I said. Have you felt, in terms of real policies, have you felt that shift to the right? Have you yourself gone a little bit to the right?
I think that we became realistic in the approach of listening to the citizens and citizens' demand. The policies that we were being dictated in our last period here by the Greens and by some left policies have really backlash on the colleagues from these parties in Germany, in France, in Spain. In Croatia, we were always running these sovereignist policies, but also with building a European project, because we know what autocracy...
Nationalist.
No. It's a new sovereignism. It's a new sovereignism that gives Europe what Europe has a competence over, but keeps for national state the competences that should not be Europeans, and that should preserve jobs, that should preserve agricultures, farmers, that should preserve our borders, that should stop irregular migration, and that also should preserve our wave, European wave of life. And the people, citizens, have voted for us, and we have achieved an enormous success at these elections, because this quiet majority is still center-right. It's not extremist. It's not either extreme left or extreme right. So this is the response, and this gives us a huge responsibility as well to lead the Europe in a way that will reply to the needs and to demands of our citizens. Because if you spend so much time canvassing, going to your constituency, and you listen what these people have endured through all the crises, they appreciate the help that we gave them through the COVID, through all this enormous time when we had to show the resilience to preserve European project, but also to become realistic.
So there's this sense of, you said, listening to the people, that there's a sense of the people think their politicians are hearing their concerns. In Spain, the far right, the Vox Party, is called extreme right. They only gained 2 seats. They now have a total of 6 seats. They were not the leading party, unlike in France. In Croatia, the centrists came out pretty much on top. They're in a good position. Why were your two countries, I guess you have different reasons, able to see off the far right? They didn't win resoundingly there, as opposed to France or Germany. Why?
Tell the captain of this plane to go to Spain.
Okay, divert.
To go to Spain, because we stopped the far right. We stopped them.
And I'm asking how?
And we got 30%. We are in government. And you know, people use the European election to punish the governments. And we have more even votes than Meloni, who is also in the government. So why? Because we work for the people. We raise the minimum income. We raise the pensions. We cut down the price of electricity. We are working for the rights of women and men, equality. We are working for the people, and that's why. And we are 6 years in government, and we will continue for more and more.
And more and more. And Juliana, would you agree? I mean, Emmanuel Macron would say, he and his government, that they're listening to the people, that they have been a people's government, trying to hear them.
I wouldn't agree that in Spain they preserved it, because we have a double size of Partido Popular delegation coming to us.
They were 13.
So sorry to say that the facts are facts. And in a renaissance, what Macron made the mistake, he deconstructed socialists and the Republicans in order to pick what is the what he wanted from them
from each side,
and then he lost all these socialists and the Republicans. I mean, they just lost because they were unrecognizable in their policies. You cannot destroy old parties and expect the success all the time. And this is his last term, so people are looking for answers. Who's going to take over the former party? The old parties, like our party, has a system, has a structure, has responsibility. It's not one man who is the only one. That's sort of a system that should not be in democracy. And this is something that it doesn't work. We need parties that are constructed and responsibility that somebody will inherit and will take the policies, but not the speeches, and not deconstructed the old party like movements, like happened. It started in Spain with Podemos, and then in Italy with Cinque Stelle, and now in France, and it's all ending in disaster.
So let me just ask, because we have only a little time left, on two big issues facing Europe right now. I just want you to say, do you see this new parliament able to go forward with a progressive agenda, an agenda on the Green Deal, the transition to net zero carbon by 2050? Yes.
We have no choice. We have no second chance. So the planet is dying. So or we act or what about our kids, next generations?
You see the same urgency to act on that particular policy?
I see the urgency, the reply to why far right in Germany has taken over in some part and why our colleagues have gained a lot. CDU, CSU is response to careless politics of deindustrialization of Germany, losing the jobs, killing the economy. Who's going to work for Europe? So who's going to pay taxes?
So, Juliana Zovko, a backlash against green policies that are seen as hurting ordinary
people.
It's
a backlash with balancing green policies with keeping jobs and not giving jobs to Chinese. This is not the reply. We are working into hands to Chinese to give them all the jobs, to give them all the industry. And what about us?
Okay. I know you'd like to jump in there, but I have to give each of you one last word on the biggest issue, perhaps, of the moment. There's a war on Europe's doorstep. Russia is, well, you might not agree with the wording, but Russia waging a war of aggression against Ukraine from the European Union's perspective. Can your parties, can your groups unite and keep supporting Ukraine?
We are doing it.
We'll continue that policy.
Absolutely.
If Donald Trump comes to power in the U.S., could that change?
His congressmen as well agreed on a big support to Ukraine. $50 billion have been agreed on that. We are building transatlantic relationship with the future, whoever is in the Congress and in the White House. And all our partners are pro-Ukraine, pro-Europe and pro-rule of law.
We really have to go.
No, but we are defending Ukraine, but defending Ukraine, we are defending Europe.
That is
our democracy. It's very important, our values.
We're going to have to leave it there. Two groups, which technically left-leaning and center-right, but you can hear they do agree on a lot of issues, and perhaps that is the hopes of a lot of Europeans going forward in the face of a far-right movement. Thanks to all of you for watching the debate here today on Talking Europe.
Great.